Welcome everybody to today's coaching call. We have a few callers on the line. We'll be going over a pretty exciting topic here today about making money with blogging. You know, blogging has been around for quite some time now. I mean, if you haven't heard of blogging, then you know probably haven't been around on the internet for too long. But it's okay. blogging is pretty exciting. There's a lot of things that you can do with that, and not just making money, but we'll go over a bunch of different elements that will tie in to the whole world of blogging, how you can get started off with doing it successfully, and what you can do with it overall, how that will tie into your own personal life along with your business life, and the many elements that you can do to tie it into creating other products and so forth. So before we get started here, if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to chime in and just ask them in the interim of the call here today, and you know, we can customize any specific answers to the questions you've got in the process, okay? All right, so first off, let's go over the five W's of blogging, okay? So who, what, when, where, why. So who can blog? Okay, anyone can blog, really. I mean, nowadays, when you think about getting access to news, a lot of people follow the most popular blogs out there to get the the latest news instead of getting the paper nowadays. Instead of getting the paper delivered to their doorstep, and like it used to be, now it's hey, what Twitter person should I follow? Or what blog should I follow? To get the latest news. And so a lot of things have changed the entire news landscape out there in the world because of blogging. And also social media. So social media is actually an aspect. There's an element, a major element of blogging within the social media world, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But who can blog? Like I said, anyone can blog. As long as you know how to express yourself or even have a desire to express yourself and you can type, then you can definitely jump into the world of blogging. And it doesn't take a lot of technical experience to be a great blogger. I mean, if you enjoy writing and expressing yourself and getting your thoughts out on the whole cyber world, then hey, there's a lot of avenues you can tap into that you can easily express yourself and to get a lot of wonderful ideas out there in front of people very quickly. So anyone can do it, and I always preface that with anyone with a desire, of course, right? as long as you have a desire, then you can move forward with getting anything done. That's for sure. But the next is who else can do it? Well, business people do a lot of blogging as well, and a lot of individuals, just for personal reasons. There's blogs that people have all across the board for various reasons. And so if you're looking at blogging, which the topic of today is how to be a blogging ninja or how to take blogging to a whole new level with your business and how to turn that into something profitable for you. So people can do it for individual reasons or business purposes, but for the context of this call here today, we'll be going over the structure of how to fit it into your entire business purposes, okay? Some of the most famous companies out there have blogs. I think of any major companies out there, go to their websites and they'll usually have a blog that they have. They might not call it blog, they might call it news or all kinds of different names, but usually it's news or blog. So the next W is what? Okay, whatever, what would you like to blog or what do people blog about? And it ranges from A to Z, all across the board, literally. But with a with a business context, people blog about all kinds of things as it relates to their specific business niche. So if you're running a blog, we'll talk about this in more depth, but you can talk about all kinds of topics that you're interested in, but most importantly, based upon demand. That's really how you're going to be more successful with your blogging efforts. Is thinking about who you're talking to, who you're writing your article to, And as long as you have a visual image up in your mind of who you're writing to, you'll do a lot better, you know, because you're going to customize that article to that person instead of just writing an article in general. And the audience might feel that it's just talking to a brick wall type of scenario. And we don't want that to be successful. So what can you blog about? Literally anything. But if you want to be effective with this, which is obviously the whole goal with this, then you definitely want to customize your articles to your audience. You know, think of the life scenarios, the challenges or goals or fears or dreams that they have, and customize what you're delivering to them. And the better you do that, the better you'll do. And we'll go over an outline on some of the strategies or secrets that you can discover to be more effective with this on gearing them into a direction of action. Okay. Because what you don't want to do, right, is just to have the article alone and they just read it and that's it. You know, you want to be able to have them read it and love it and take action on it, right? So those are just that's just a brief overview of what you can write about and when, as often as you'd like. You can write every single day or infrequently, but once again, to be successful with this, you'd want to write at least one or two times a week, and you got to be consistent. And if you don't like to blog yourself, you can always have someone else do it. So it's all this comes back to that question of, do you want to do it? Well, if not, there's usually going to be someone out there in the world that you can outsource the work to, or even have someone brought onto your team to get it done for you. And I'll once again share with you more details on how to go about finding someone and what sources you can tap into to find people like that. Okay. And then where? Well, where do you blog? Well, you blog online. Okay, that's what a blog is. It's on the internet. And before blogging came around, before the internet, people were just writing books, and people obviously still write books, but they were writing news columns, and they still do. It's just another major way of communication, of expression. But that's where you do it. You blog online. And there's a lot of platforms, but I'll be discussing the major three or four blogging platforms out there in the world that you can take advantage of, and they're all free. You can sign up very easily with any of them that we'll talk about here shortly. And then you're underway. You're in business, okay, in terms of blogging. Okay, you're ready to take whatever topic you have that you want to express and write it out. And the cool thing about blogging is that it doesn't have to be, patterned after someone else's. You don't have to copy someone else's pattern or form of writing. I mean, there's success principles you can follow in being a successful writer for sure. However, if you include personality in your whole writing, and you make it your own, it'll really come across as more unique, and people will remember it a lot better compared to some bland or boring type of blog post that you just wrote. So think of expressing your personality and just keeping it, keeping it being you, and expressing the thoughts and value that you have to offer. Based upon who you are, okay? And then the last W I'd like to share here with this is the why. So why blog? Now, a number of them I've implied already, but the number one driver, the number one influencer that compels people to do what they do online with blogging is the word expression. We all have various outlets of expressing ourselves, but blogging is just a very powerful way of allowing you to easily take what you have and your thinking, your thoughts, feelings, and express them, just like a journal. If you're writing it out in a journal, but online, you get it, you get your thoughts and whatever you want to share out there in front of people a lot faster, and you're tapping into a whole worldwide audience, compared to, for example, journaling. But they're both obviously completely two different ways of expressing yourself, but that's one of the major drivers of and influencers of why people blog in the first place. Okay? So, there's all kinds of blogs out there, from A to Z. People talk about, you know, the family, their kids. I mean, there's family blogs, there's business blogs, people who talk about sports, and people who are, talking about, you know, the weather, you know, things that they want to complain about, their dogs, the cats, why the, latest basketball team lost and why they think they should have won. I mean, all across the board, like I said. So we'll go on to the next phase here, but those are the five W's of blogging, okay? So who, what, when, where, and why. Now let's jump into the major platforms of blogging. Okay, what systems out there? What websites can you go to sign up for a blog for free? Well, you can go to WordPress. WordPress is one of the most popular blogs out there in the entire world. Millions and millions of people all throughout the world use WordPress. There's a you just go to WordPress.com, and you can sign up for a free blog. You just go there. Create your account. They'll ask you for your name and email, and then you'll be walked through the steps to take. And then afterwards, you'll have your own blog up and running. Now, with WordPress, there's two major versions of WordPress. Okay, it's a software, and you can access this software through WordPress.com. Okay, and that's the free blog section of WordPress. Okay. The second version of WordPress is WordPress.org, and it's the same type of software that you access for free through WordPress.com, but WordPress.org allows you to download the same software for free and install it yourself on your own hosting company, okay? Whether that be with Bluehost or HostGator or whoever else, okay? There's a lot of hosts out there. And most of the hosting companies already have the software built into their hosting environment. So all you got to do is just log in and click on the button, and it'll install that program for you. So that's called self-hosted WordPress. Okay, that's completely different compared to the WordPress.com. So hopefully you see the difference, okay? One is self-hosted, meaning you have 100% control over it. You install it, you control it. Whereas the WordPress.com is you don't have to install anything. You just go there to WordPress.com, you sign up, and boom, you have your own blog. You're ready to go. Okay, you don't have to, once again, install anything. You just sign up, and then you're ready to get started with blogging, typing up any type of articles you'd like. But you don't have 100% control over the system. There are limitations. Within the WordPress.com environment, such as advertising certain things or putting products up for sale with the free version anyways. They have add-ons that you can put on there and different widgets and so forth that will enhance your blogging platform with them. But it usually costs you to do that, and as far as adding those additional services on, okay, compared to the self-hosted version of WordPress. And so this call is not about WordPress, obviously, but that's one of the major platforms. And if you want to know more about WordPress.com or the self-hosted version, just call in or else email, and we can chat about it. Now, most of the companies out there, they have WordPress blogs, because it's a very flexible type of software. And it's very easy to use, in comparison to most of the other platforms. So I would recommend going number one with WordPress. I use WordPress actually for all of my blogs and websites. And WordPress is not just a blogging platform. Okay, it has a blog built into it. And so you can use WordPress for any of your website needs. Okay? For example, all of my websites, they're based upon WordPress once again, and they're all structured to have a blog built into it. And they have pages and categories and blog post streams and products also listed on there. So you can turn it into anything you'd like. That's another beauty about WordPress. So we'll stop there for the time being on the subject of WordPress and then go on to the next blogging platform that's really popular. The next one I'd like to talk about is Blogger. So Google on Google.com, the company. Okay, Google owns a Blogger. And so if you were to go to Blogger.com, you can sign up once again for our free blog, and then you're up and running. Now, the free version with that, there's only that free version. That's all there is. It's not like WordPress where, you know, WordPress gives you access to the full software that you can use on your own. Okay, Blogger doesn't do that. So all you got to do, you know, the only option you have with Blogger is just to go to blogger.com and sign up for a free blog, and then you're ready to go. So it'll ask you for a name that you want to call your blog. You can come up with whatever name you'd like. Okay. And then, you know, your address would be, you know, if you chose, you know, whatever, you know, your name. So yourname.blogspot.com is what the address or the URL would be for your blog website. Okay. Now, their system is pretty flexible in terms of allowing advertisements on the site compared to WordPress. So you could easily turn your blog with Blogger into you know, a blog system that can make money probably a lot quicker, you know, compared to you know, the WordPress version. Just depending on exactly what you're doing, but you know, the system here allows, you know, third-party advertisements on there a lot easier compared to the WordPress, just in comparison. So. But overall, Blogger, you know, that system is pretty easy to use. You just, you know, once again, sign up, and then they have a lot of different tools that you can access inside of there for free. You know, there's what we call widgets, and you can use these widgets or tools, you know, to customize your site based upon how you desire. So I always recommend finding a model blog out there, an example website or blog that you want to follow. It's a pattern yours after. So you go to Google and or Bing, and you find a you can type in their, you know, most popular blogs in a certain category of interest that you have. So if you're interested in finding a blog that is really popular in the sports industry, then you can go to Google or Bing and type in, you know, most popular sports blogs, and it'll pull it up. Another place to go to find great and successful blogs would be, you know, google.com/blog search. So google.com/blog search, and when you go there, that search engine, you know, that Google set aside is specifically for that purpose. So you go there and search specifically for the types of you know, topics you're interested in, and then it'll pull up really popular blogs. You can also go to Alexa, A-L-E-X-A, and search for you know, really popular websites, and most of those websites will have blogs. So Alexa.com, and you can also go to StumbleUpon. So StumbleUpon.com. So StumbleUpon, and you know, that's it's a bookmarking system for you know, people who want to bookmark websites that are really you know, popular, and that, you know, websites that they really like, and the system will, you know, retrieve other websites that are similar, you know, to the ones that you like. And so if you want to have you know, a system that does the work for you, and, you know, and finding really popular sites that are associated to your interests, then, you know, StumbleUpon is a pretty popular and, you know, great site to use and be able to shave off time to be able to find what you're looking for. So there's a bunch more, but those are just the major ones I want to share at this point. So Blogger, that's a pretty awesome system to use as well. Now, the third one that I'll share with you is Tumblr. And Tumblr is spelled T-U-M-B-L-R. So there's no E on that, on there. So T-U-M-B-L-R.com. So when you go to Tumblr, same process with, you know, the previous two with WordPress and Blogger. You just go there, sign up, and they'll still ask you for a prefix, you know, or a subdomain name. So you choose whatever name you want. It'll guide you through the setup process, and then you're on the path to success. Okay, you just gotta move forward and do the steps that we're talking about here today. So all of these networks or these platforms for blogging are fantastic. There's pros and cons to each one of them, but the major one that I recommend, once again, is WordPress, and overall they provide the most flexibility and the freedom that you'll really want and need to be able to blog successfully. Now, one of the other things that is really cool about WordPress and also Blogger, and not necessarily with Tumblr, you can do, I think, a few things in regards to exporting and importing content. So, for example, let's say you signed up with a WordPress.com blog, and you've been blogging for the past 4 months, and now you decide, hey, I want to go to the self-hosted version of WordPress. Well, yeah, you can easily do that, and then you can export all of your blog posts from that, the .com version over to your hosted version. And so it'll all be slurped in. It'll automatically be imported in. You can do that pretty easily using WordPress, and you can also import content, export and import content directly from WordPress to Blogger. Okay, so they can both speak to each other, so to speak. Yeah? They both work in conjunction pretty seamlessly. If you want to take content from one site to another and put it on there. So you could do that with WordPress and Blogger interchangeably. Okay, so there's not a bunch more I'll be able to share here at this point with these three platforms. We'll end at, on that topic here and go into the next phase here. So the next section I want to talk about here is different strategies that you can implement in being successful with your blogging. So once you've signed up with your blog platform of choice, then you're ready to move forward with creating content. And so one of the most important principles to keep in mind with being successful with blogging is, and I've shared this principle a lot in all of the trainings I've done, but number one is the value. And be able to know or even have as clear of an idea as possible what you think would be really valuable for your audience. Okay, if you don't know exactly for sure, then you'd have to do some research and also guess as best as possible on what you think is of value. But there's a lot of research that you can do. There's a lot of tools and a lot of data out there that will give you great insights into what people like, okay, what kind of topics are trending, what kind of people, what kind of things people actually take action on. They read a lot. Okay, so I'll share with you some of those sources here afterwards. But first and foremost is keeping in mind, are you writing something that you believe is super valuable? Okay, what you don't want to do is just slap up something on your blog post and think that just by virtue of writing something and doing the exercise, you're going to actually get traffic and people signing up or even taking action that you want them to take. It just doesn't work that way. So you want to be strategic about it and think about, is what you're offering going to be valuable for your audience? Are you convinced? Okay, are you when you look at your blog post and you say, yeah, I'm happy that I did that. I'm glad that I did that. I'm glad to put my name on it. So that's what you should be able to say after you're done writing your blog post or in the process of developing your content for that. So know up in your mind and your heart that the value that you create, you're willing to put your name on it, your stamp of approval, and as you start to do that more and more, it'll be obviously a lot easier to see success with this. Okay, I'll talk about it a little bit more and blend that into the whole additional elements as we move forward. But so the next point with being successful with blogging is creating a headline. Now, this is always keeping in mind who you're talking to, what life scenario they're going through. If you're thinking about those things, then you'll be a lot more successful with this again. So as long as you're thinking about that, then you'll be able to have a lot easier time coming up with a targeted headline that speaks to them. And if you're wondering about how to go about developing a catchy headline, you can go to magazines, offline or online. You can go to Google and search for popular magazines in your industry, or just go to magazine.com or There's a lot of different magazine outlets that you can go to. But the cool thing about the magazines are you can look at the covers and also the different headlines that people use all throughout their magazines to help you develop headlines that are catchy, that get people's attention. So it's kind of cool. You know, to be able to just kind of piggyback off of other people's headlines that people have taken action on and they love, and customize them to your own purposes, okay, and to your own audience. Okay, so think about that. As you go about creating your headlines, I'll give you some examples here of headlines that can definitely get a far greater likelihood of getting people's attention. So, like for example, one headline is, you could say, here's a method that is helping, and fill in the blank, some type of example. So here's a method that is helping, beginning bloggers to, then fill in the blank again. What kind of goal or what kind of thing are they accomplishing? So here's a method that is helping, beginning bloggers to make thousands of dollars every month online. Okay, so one of the reasons why the headline works out so well is because it doesn't spill the beans in the headline. It's curiosity driven. People want to know, what's the method? What method are you talking about that has helped these beginning bloggers make thousands of dollars every month by writing what they love about, So it entices them to take the next step, which is to read the article. So the purpose of your headline is not to tell them everything about what you have going on. It's the purpose of the headline is to get their attention and get their attention enough so they're curious enough to take the next step of reading your article. Okay. Another example headline that you can consider doing is fill in the blank. So you start off with so and so, or you could choose like a celebrity or someone famous, or choose someone that maybe people can recognize. Okay, so-and-so is doing this, okay, or so-and-so has accomplished this in X amount of time. Okay, they would be curious about, especially if they knew, Michael Jordan did these three things to increase his vertical leap by, 3 inches. Okay, or you think about some type of result people really want and tie it into someone that they are already associated with or they recognize themselves with, that's famous or popular out there, then they already have that mind share, that connection up in their mind with those people, and especially if you relate it to some type of a result. So it should be accurate as well. Okay, you don't want to just make up a lie, but you want to come up with things that are really interesting and curiosity driven. So that's the key word with all of this. Is make sure that your headline is getting them to be curious. Okay, if you're curious, then they'll be far more likely to move forward with reading your article. Okay, so there's a whole lot of examples of headlines. So take the time to go over to Google and look for magazine sites along with news websites. Okay, you could look at your local news station, along with the really popular radio stations, and a lot of times they'll have articles that people can read on there and can check out and observe and learn from other people's headlines and what they developed. Okay, so once you have something of value that you think that people will love to read, then develop your headline, craft that headline. It shouldn't be too long, but it shouldn't be too short either, okay? So keep in mind the curiosity factor. Then the third step in creating just awesome content that'll persuade people to take action and help you out with making a lot more money with this is making sure that your content flows well. Okay, so you want to take the time to create an outline and put in the major topics that you think would, people would really love to read about, that talks to them, talks to their heart, talks to their mind, and make sure you cover those in your article. Some people choose to have two or three parts or steps in their article. You can say, this first blog article is part one, and it talks about this, and part two, and talks about that, and then part three. And it summarizes and ends this series in the article process. That's another great way of blogging. It doesn't have to be just one blog post or article. It could be a series. And that's another great strategy of keeping people in the loop or on the loop or on the hook. And so they're looking forward to the next piece of content again. But as you create content, a lot of people are wondering, how long should it be? Should it be short or long? The answer to that is it should be at least 500 words or more. And we found that if it's shorter than that, it's usually not going to be enough time to really cover something in more depth or in the depth that is needed or required to cover a topic that's valuable for someone. So that's within reason, but usually a blog post is at least 500 words long or longer. And I personally found that the longer they are, as long as it's once again based upon something valuable and it's well written, it's well organized and it flows well, then those longer ones usually end up doing better. And you also want to make sure that in the content, as you move forward, we'll jump into the content discussion here right after this, but you can link certain words and images to other blog posts within your own website or externally. Yeah. One of the major things that Google looks for, since Google is the major owner and they own most of the market share out there in the organic search industry, is they look for people who are playing the game right. They're willing to collaborate or willing to get along with other website owners out there. And they know just as well as most other people know that. And when they go to an article, that article is usually not going to comprise of every single thing in the world about that topic. It might, but most often than not, that article is not going to include every single thing under the sun about that specific topic. Okay. So if you take the time to link certain words to external websites, Google looks at that and says, "Hey, he or she is playing well with the other people in the sandbox. Okay? Get along with the people in the sandbox is what they're all about. One of the major things they're all about." Okay, there's a lot of other elements, but that's one of the latest and greatest tips that I'd share with you in being more successful with your blogging is get along with other people. And one of the ways that you show that you're getting along with other people is linking. Linking to other people's websites and saying, "Hey, click here, for a more in-depth discussion about a particular, your particular topic that you're talking about." If you're discussing, once again, how Michael Jordan increased his vertical leap by 3 inches and what he did to do that, then you might want to link certain words or images to, Michael Jordan's website or some other website that's talking about how to increase a vertical jump, to be able to dunk the basketball or something, in more depth. Okay, you might be talking about more of the principles than the actual tactical steps. So hopefully you get the idea with that. And when you do that, I've seen a lot of great success with just doing that in all of my articles. And you'll see that same thing in very popular articles as well out there. You go to these really popular blog articles that get hundreds of thousands of people going to them every single day and week. They do that a lot. Okay, now when you create your outline, since we're on that discussion here, the other element to keep in mind, we're not going to go into the whole world of writing and how to write great, but one of the basic tips of being a great blogger is making sure that your content in your article is skimmable. So instead of taking your topic and bunching all that text together in like one huge lump, big old weird looking chunk of text, Okay, it's way hard to read, and people are going to look at that and say, "Wow, you know, they'll probably not read that at all." Okay, so make sure it's skimmable. It's easy to read, so you can make it skimmable by saying, yeah, let's say you have 8 paragraphs, and each paragraph is identified with a specific headline or topic or lead-in. What's that?
Sorry, break it up a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just break it up a bit. You know, so when you look at it, if you didn't read every single word in the whole article, you should be able to gather the essence or the meaning of the whole article just by skimming through it. Okay? Because the article is going to be catered to a lot of different learning styles out there. And you have detail-oriented people, you have people who don't have a lot of time on their hands, but yet are very interested in the topic, and they will just skim through it and say, okay, cool, I'm going to bookmark this and come back to it later. Okay? Or, you'll come across people, too, would rather, listen to that content instead of read it. But the main thing is, if you have content that's catered to different learning styles, you'll do a lot better. Far better, okay, compared to people who just, write a bunch of text and that's it. So you're thinking strategically once again, and you're really putting your customers in, you're putting them on a platform. You're respecting them, by doing this. You're treating them right because, they want to be able to consume that information. Okay, if you're to think about, eating a big old huge 50-pound steak. Well, you want to be able to eat that 50-pound steak in just one bite, right? You want to be able to consume it bit by bit and probably not just in one sitting. Okay? So if you have an article that is a big beefy steak type of content, they have a lot of excellent, valuable information to consume, then chunk it up.
What?
Okay?
Right.
What's that?
Sorry, bite-sized chunks.
Yeah, exactly. Bite-sized chunks. Yeah, very well said. Exactly. Same way we eat our breakfast and our lunch and our dinner, right? For most people. Okay. So give them bite-sized chunks that they can put in their mouth and eat and enjoy. Allow them to enjoy it. But give them enough because if they're hungry enough, okay, then they'll want more. And they'll want more when they're ready and when they're hungry enough, okay? And so we're going to tie this directly in to, the whole next phase, which is helping them take action, okay? The two major phases with your blogging is all about teaching them something valuable that's awesome, that really gets their attention and they love it. Okay, that's the first thing, getting their attention, educating them, okay? And then the second is persuading them to take action. Okay, those two major phases. If you just keep, if you just remember those two things and this whole discussion here today, you'll do well. Okay? So, number one is you're always educating them about something valuable. Number two is that you're always persuading them to take action based upon what you taught them. All right? So, with your outline creation, making it skimmable, making it easy to read, okay? Now, we're going to talk about content. And the content, I briefly mentioned that here a little bit, but the content that you put together can be a bunch of different formats, okay? There's text, there's video, there's audio, there's images that you can use, and you can use a conjunction of all of them if it makes sense. Okay, because as I pointed out earlier, there's a lot of different learning styles out there that people have. Okay, you're not catering your blog post to just one learning style. Okay, to be successful with this, you really want to cater it to a bunch of different learning styles. And so you can take that same content that you create, once you create your outline and you have written it up, you've written out the text for each of the sections of your outline, then you could, you can very well move forward with publishing it. But then maybe come back to it a little bit later and do what we call re-nurturing it. Okay, you can re-nurture it and take the content and and create an audio file out of it, or do a video based upon that same content, and then put that on the blog post, or even better yet, you can link certain words in that article that you wrote, that's just the text, and you can link that text directly into an opt-in form where they can subscribe and get access to your audio program or your video training that you did. Okay? Because if those people prefer to watch it or listen to it instead of read it, then they'll be far more likely to subscribe and get access to it. And then you're now working on a whole new level of profitable marketing, which is email marketing. And I've done a training on that. But once you have your email marketing in place and you're building up a list, then you can make a lot more money doing that. So your blogging is really the foundation of everything that you do online. Look at all the successful bloggers or all the successful people online, and they're consistent with creating fantastic content that educates people, helps them out, and they also persuade people to take action. And they use their blog content as a catalyst towards increasing their, boosting up their subscription base for their email database, their emails, and generating more sales, through emails and also through, their sales funnels that they create. Okay, but they use blogging to be able to do that. So once you get your content in place and it educates and persuades, then one of the elements of persuasion is the making sure that you have, especially down at the bottom of the blog article, is a call to action. A call to action is, it always starts off with a verb, okay, an action statement. So download here, or visit our store, or leave a comment below, or access the coupon code here, okay, or whatever you want to say, but start it off with a verb, and it can simply be a link. It doesn't have to be a fancy schmancy button, It would be really good, though, to have that button stand out if you're, if you wanted to, if you're trying to sell them something specifically, okay? But I would definitely have it stand out. You can highlight it, or you can even find an image. But there's a lot of ways of crafting that image or that call to action button. But the main thing is that you have some type of button that invites them to do something. Okay, so it's very important. Blows my mind once in a while. It's just a matter of educating people on how to do this. But now that you know, make sure you do it so you can see success with this. But there's a lot of blog articles that are really awesome that fail to do that. And they could see a whole new level of profitability and engagement with people if they just remember to put calls to action throughout their blog post, especially at the very end of it. Now, the last two that I'll bring up here is the images. Okay, when you use images inside of your blog posts, that really enhances the whole environment of enjoying that article. It's kind of comparative to when you eat breakfast. If it's presented nicely and it's on a nice plate and it looks appealing, then it's going to probably be a lot easier and enjoyable to consume that food compared to it just being slapped on the sidewalk and you go out there and have to lick it up. Okay, so present the content nicely and put some images in there to make it look nice. It's like, wow, this is a pretty nice blog post. They'll be far more likely to stick around and enjoy it, enjoy the meal, or enjoy the digital meal. Okay.
Sorry.
Same thing goes. What's that?
Sorry about that. Can I just interrupt? My name's Bulent. I'm from the UK. Kirk Johnson told me that this was starting at 1:30. Is that right? Because I came on the line about 31 minutes past.
It started 47 minutes ago. It started at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And so, that's the time it starts every Wednesday.
I was wondering why, because normally there's an introduction and what have you.
Yeah, you missed the introduction. Yeah, sorry about that.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe
you told me there was two, and there was one also at 4:30 Mountain Time, which is into this one, is it? Or there's no such one?
Yeah, there's another one, by different coaches, yeah.
Is there another one tonight, or is
there... No, I'm not exactly sure, but you'd have to check that out, yeah.
So I was told by Kirk that there would be one starting at 4:30 Mountain Time, so...
Yeah. Yeah, so check that out, and then you can participate on that one as well. But
sure.
Let's jump back here to the agenda here. So, do you have any questions about what we've discussed so far?
I'd just like to ascertain what I think blogging means. I've heard a little bit about what you've said. I would draw the conclusion of the meaning of blogging would be. Writing a short article, for want of a better word, on your website about a certain subject or subjects, and basically trying to attract traffic through this blogging towards your website. Would that be all right?
Yeah, okay. Cool, excellent. Yeah, nice work.
Yeah?
So we just...
Bang on the
edge? Yeah, right on. Yeah,
cool.
Awesome job.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so let's jump into here. I'm going to share with you some pretty excellent tips here to be able to really help you get this off the ground, okay? In the last 10 minutes before we end the call here today, okay? So just to do a quick recap here, we just really got done talking about, the strategies and tips on how to create, content that just really rocks, okay, that gets people's attention and converts. You want to, people to read it and take action. So do those things that we talked about, creating super valuable content, have a catchy, curiosity-driven headline, get your outline and together and put in the content and make sure it's skimmable and easy to read and consume, and your calls to action, okay, and making it look nice, such as adding video, images, and so forth. Yeah. Okay, so now let's move on to... And once you have your content created, okay, once you have your blog post or blog posts created, well, now you want to start getting people to read it, obviously. And you want to get people to get there and consume the information. And so that's all about marketing. It's all about getting people there so they can enjoy it and take action on it. So how you go about doing that is I'll give you an overview, and then you can get more information about how to do that in more depth. But one of the free methods of getting traffic, okay, coming to your blog posts is to do search engine optimization. You can optimize or create or prepare your article so search engines like Google and Bing and so forth can find that article and present it in front of people, living human beings all throughout the world, who can click on the button and or the the link on the search engines and then come to your blog post and read it. So you can do very, very well with that. Okay, and it's free, but it does take time. And you can learn more about that in other trainings. But search engine optimization, okay? So that's one of the things you'd want to research and study out. And social media is the second one. Okay, social media is free, okay, for the most part. Okay, but the free methods of social media include you taking time to share your article, okay, with people through the social media outlets such as Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Twitter, bookmarking sites like I mentioned earlier on StumbleUpon, and there's a boatload of more, tons of them. Okay, but you got to deliberately take the time to take that article and share it with people. And there's systems that'll automatically do this for you, that cost money, but right now I'm just briefly talking about the free methods of going about doing this. And so you don't have to spend, thousands and thousands of dollars doing this. There's companies you can hire to do it for you, for sure. But if you want to get started off with just doing it yourself and learning how, it doesn't take a lot of time to just share something that you think is valuable that you just wrote with someone through Facebook. You could just go to Facebook and say, well, what's on your mind? And you share something that is, you think is really cool that you just created. And the way of doing that, that there is a strategy that I would share with you to be more effective with that. It would be not to tell them everything once again on the Facebook post, okay? Just give them the first maybe 3 or 4 lines of the blog article, or give them an insight into what they can learn, and then put a link, the link to your blog post there, where they can click on it and then come to your website and read the full article, okay? Or watch the video or listen to the audio or whatever the case may be. Okay, so do that. Do it that way, and then they'll be a lot more incentivized to go to your site, and you get more traffic that way. Okay, and once they come to your website to read that article, then if you have other pieces of articles that pieces of content that is also valuable, then they'll probably stick around a bit longer. Okay. Okay, so that's the second method. That's using social media. Yeah, it's free and it's fairly easy to do. You can go to also Pinterest. Pinterest is also really popular. It's an image-driven social media site where you can socialize with people through sharing images. And that's another major reason why you want to make sure to put images in your blog posts, because you can take those images and share them on Pinterest. And when men and women are looking for whatever they're looking for, popular recipes or infographics or whatever they're looking for, you can have your image pop up and show on their list of images, and they can click on it, and once again, they would come to your site after clicking on it. So another way of driving traffic is using these elements of images and valuable content. Now, the other two methods I'll share with you, there's a lot of ways of driving traffic, but I'll share with you paid advertising. You can pay for your traffic. And second, you can integrate your email marketing system. Okay, like with iContact or AWeber, or if you need help with that, just call in and we can help you. But the main thing, though, is you can drive a lot of traffic to your website through paid advertising, and you can do it fast, compared to search engine optimization or social media. Okay. The bottom line here, once again, though, is value. You got to make sure you have something valuable. And if you do paid advertising, you can pay anywhere from a penny on up to tens of dollars, for a click to come to your website. A click is when someone clicks on an ad and they come to your website. They see the piece of content that you want to share. And in this case, if it's a blog article, then you'd want to make sure that you educate, once again, and persuade them to click on the link, take action, buy, okay?
Would that be something like Bing Ads or something like that?
Like what?
Like Bing Ads?
Oh, Bing Ads, exactly. Yes, that's
like
one
that.
Of the ad examples, okay? So Google AdWords, Bing Ads. There's a lot of other ways as well, a lot of paid advertising portals out there. But search traffic ties in with Google and Bing. Yes.
Mm.
Okay. And then email marketing. I've mentioned that already, but email marketing does cost in terms of getting an auto-response system that will automatically deliver the articles that you create. And so you can take your blog articles and put them into the system with email marketing. And when people give you their name and email, it'll trigger the system with your email marketing system to send those emails out on a periodic basis. Let's say every Tuesday at 10 p.m., you want an email that goes out to the people who subscribe automatically. And that's a huge way of driving more and more traffic and incentivizing people to come to your site more and more and more in the future. Okay.
Can you actually buy a list of emails of people that are interested in certain fields?
Yes.
As well. You can, can't you?
Exactly. Yes, you sure can. So in fact, that can be a training that I can do in the future that will go in more depth, because that's a whole huge topic in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's definitely a huge way of getting people on your list very fast. But there's there's a lot to it. So we'll I'll put that down. And we'll do a training on it. Yeah.
From all sorts of offers.
Yeah. Okay. So the last thing I want to share with you before I let you go here, and then we can open it up to discussion, is outsourcing. Okay, outsourcing, getting other people to write these articles for you on a regular basis so you can automate this aspect of your marketing. So you as the business owner are not doing it all by yourself, because it's a surefire way of running yourself into the ground if you're doing all the things in your business all by yourself. So if you look at outsourcing, there's obviously a right and wrong way of doing it, and the right way is obviously what we'll talk about. But there's pros and cons of doing this, and it really is dependent on your particular circumstance. Okay, you don't have to outsource or even have other people do this for you, once again, but it's an opportunity of having other people write the content for you and just do this all for you, on a consistent basis. And that's the key word in this, is consistent. If you don't have someone doing this for you on a weekly basis, then I would definitely do it. Okay, if you're not going to do it yourself. So you can go to places like Fiverr, so Fiverr.com, and you can find people who can start off with writing articles for you for $5. And you can ask them to do it, once a week for however long you guys have a great relationship, working relationship.
$5.
Yep. So it doesn't cost a lot of money just to get started off with this. I mean, you have to look at the reviews and look at their portfolio and make sure that they're going to be doing a good job. But $5 really isn't that much at all. And usually, the people who present their gigs, as they call it, services on Fiverr, Fiverr.com, they're the $5 option is pretty basic, okay? And they'll have graduated pay scales on additional services for their blogging services. But overall, fantastic place and really pretty low-cost place to get started off with finding people who can do this stuff for you, okay? The way I do it is you go there and research the people who you would who has a good match with you, and they have great reviews, and their portfolio speaks that they can do awesome work. But once you hire them, then give them a chance of proving that they can do a great job. Give them a trial basis of 1 to 2 weeks, and they write a few articles for you and see how they do. And you can even review the content with your coach here. And we can go over it and see how well they do. And then say, okay, yeah, that looks great. Yeah, keep them on board. And if not, maybe they're open to training. But, if you can find someone else, then you can find someone else. Okay? So give them a trial period and see how they do. And then afterwards, consider bringing them on full bore to do it consistently for you. And then you can train them even to write the article. There's people who can write the article and post it to your website and optimize it. Okay? Optimizing means that word I mentioned earlier, SEO, search engine optimization. Okay, there's people who can just do all three of those for you instead of just writing it alone. Okay? So ideally, you want to get... Yeah. So ideally, you'd want to get all of those three things done by one or a couple people on a consistent basis. All right. So some of the other sources include Elance, ELANCE.com, and then also Odesk. Odesk and Elance merged, so they're basically this owned by the same company, but they're two different sites. So that's where we'll end here for today. But just to summarize, the whole goal with this is to turn your entire blogging world into something that's super profitable for you. And it can, and it definitely does, if you do it right and do the things that we talked about here today. You can monetize. You can turn any of your blog posts into a source of income for you. Okay, and you can turn it into consistent income. There's blog posts that generate hundreds of dollars every single day just doing blogging only. And you get more and more blog posts out there that are super valuable and help people out. And you can monetize them based upon what we just barely talked about. And one of the monetization tools that I was going to mention here before I let you go is Google AdSense. Okay, you can go to google.com/AdSense, and you can sign up for their free account with them. You can also monetize your blog posts through these ads that you get from Google. Okay, that's what the Google AdSense program is, and there's training on this as well. You can also monetize your blog posts through linking certain words with affiliate offers, okay, affiliate marketing offers. Also with dropship products. You can link any words or images in your blog post to services or whatever you'd like, really. Okay? So bottom line is have a blog article that's super valuable that helps people out, okay, solve a problem or get them closer to experiencing success or experiencing a greater level of achievement towards their goals. And then you'll do super good at this, okay? So we'll end for the day here on the group coaching call. If you have any questions, go ahead and let me know before I let you go.
Would this be archived?
It will.
Okay.
Yep, it's recorded and put inside of the center that you can log in there and get access to it. Yep.
Which one is this? Which session is this?
For the e-commerce, the topic is blogging.
Blogging, okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay. Cool.
All right. Well, it was great to meet you there. And what was your name again?
Bulent from the UK.
Brilliant?
Bulent. B-U-L-E-N-T.
Oh, Bulent. Okay. Got it.
I just finished working with Adam, and I'm working with Kirk now. So
cool.
It's all good.
Well,
who are you?
Cool. Well, yeah, Bulent, you have a fantastic day there. I appreciate you being on the call and call in, and we'll be glad to help you out, okay?
Okay, and you are?
This is Trent. Trent Jesse.
Trent. Okay, but please to make major acquaintance. And
yeah, you too.
Who knows? Are you going to the 2-day event?
You know what? I'll possibly, it depends on my schedule, but most likely, I don't know. I'll have to see.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
If so, I'll see you there, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, take care.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye. We'll see everyone. Bye.
Bye.